This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.
My name's Murray Brooker. I've lived in Denmark for about 17 years and I love my volunteer roles in the community. I am a volunteer bushfire brigade captain and FCO. I'm a volunteer for Bushfire Ready, DFES organised but community-led fire safety initiative. It's about giving information to the community to assist them in making good decisions about fire safety, which translates into any emergency situation. So being prepared, being organised, understanding where you live and the risks that are associated with where you live. You get more out of volunteering than you give. You make friendships, you learn skills, and having been a school principal, a leader in some of the workplaces I've been in, it just felt normal and natural to want to take on a role that helps people. So I see it as assisting people that, for whatever reason, may not be able to assist themselves to the same degree that others do. The scariest moment was sitting with two heavies and a light tanker. I was a sector commander in the February fires, and the fire was coming down the hill towards us. The wind picked up and we thought, we're on bitumen, we'll be able to stop the fire right here and now. And all of a sudden the fire just leapt and we didn't even have a chance to get into our trucks or our vehicles. And the fire went over the top of us, into the bush behind us. And it was just like, oh, that's how these things work. So I suppose I didn't have a chance to, at the time, think how scary that was, but it was, in reflection, rather a scary circumstance. I'm not one that takes risks, so I always contemplate what I do for the best possible outcome. So I felt safe. I didn't feel my life was in danger, but when you reflect back, you go, wow, that could have been something different. The second scariest thing was I was in a vehicle with a number of other volunteers, one of them who had been in a fatal fire circumstance, and we'd broken down in front of the fire in our vehicle, and I hadn't told the other brigade member that the other person had been in a very serious circumstance in the past, and I thought, oh, this could go ugly quickly if the individual starts to freak out a little bit, of, you know, reminding him or her of the situation they faced before. That was quite a worrying time, but nothing that can't be dealt with or seen through, but you learn lessons from that. You go, well, I need to be much more aware of who I'm with and ensure that everyone understands their roles in each circumstance and situation. Every single person in the state, in the country, relies on services, and those services cannot be provided by paid officers. It's just not possible. Our taxes would be, everyone whinges about paying too much tax or too much rates and whatever. So without volunteers, those services just would not exist. You got to have not-for-profits doing things, because profit-driven services or even government services are going to be too expensive. And really, we need to look after ourselves. If we're capable of looking after ourselves, why not look after ourselves? It's so important. I don't want to be in a car accident, heaven forbid, and not have somebody willing to come out, cut me out, you know, look after my life. So someone needs to do it. There are people in Marine Rescue who do it voluntary. The St John Ambulance, Fire and Rescue Service, Bushfire Brigades, all volunteers who go, I want someone to come out to my place should it be at risk. I want someone to come and look after me if I'm in a car accident. If my boat overturns, I want someone to come out and help me. And unless people do that, you know, we're going to be at a loss. What type of community do we live in if people aren't prepared to help each other? You find something that you might be interested in. You get all of the training that you possibly need. If someone's feeling a little doubtful or a little bit concerned that they don't have the experience, the strength or the understanding, that will be given to you. And the roles that you get given are to your capability anyway. So there's no risk involved. And it's not like I have to make a huge commitment. At my bushfire brigade that I'm captain of, we do training one day a month, and you're not forced to come along. We'd like you to come along and do that training, but because you're volunteering, it's your time. You go, oh look, I'm sorry, I've got a family barbecue on, I can't make the training. You go, fair enough, no problem at all. Oh, we've been called out, can you make it? Yeah, I can today, but I won't be available tomorrow. Fine, no problem at all. It just makes life easier for everybody else if you can commit something. something, no matter how small it is. You might be someone who makes sandwiches. Great. So you might say, oh, I'll join the bushfire brigade, but all I can do is make some sandwiches when the guys go out, or I'll clean up the vehicle when they come back, or I'll make sure the uniforms are all organised. You know, just something simple like that makes such a difference, so that's not the same people doing the same things all the time. Everybody should think about volunteering, regardless of their current capabilities. The organisations are very welcoming, very caring, very supportive, and you get to know a whole lot of stuff about yourself to improve yourself. So I'd say everybody should at least put aside a little bit of time to volunteer. It might even be at the Soupy, it might be at Denmark Arts, it might be at the local radio station. Any of those things just add to the community, and I'll guarantee you'll get more back than you give.
This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.